Welcome to Great Hearts Table, the podcast for pastors and others who care about ministry. I'm Randy Greenwald, and in the words of Firefly's Malcolm Reynolds, I aim to misbehave. Well, not much really, but I am going to whine, and some may judge it to be in poor taste for a pastor to whine. But I disagree. Sometimes it's healthy, and we need to be given permission to indulge. I'm delighted to have you listening. I encourage listeners also to subscribe to the written version found at substack.com, as there's a third Monday post there you might enjoy. And if you're able to support Great Hearts Table at patreon.com, that would be greatly appreciated as well. Thanks for joining us then around Great Hearts Table. Now, let's go have some wine. Let me share a cup of wine with you. Not the kind you drink, mind you, but the kind you sort of spew. It's unbecoming, we may think, for a pastor to whine, but I'm going to whine anyway. The prophet Isaiah says that even young men grow weary. Pastors do too. We rarely soar on wings like eagles, though we may want our congregations to think otherwise. We grow tired of our work and our call, and unlike robots and stoics, we feel. What we feel is often weariness. We want to give voice to that, but because we think our honesty will be read as whining, we bottle it up and imagine ourselves as the only pastors on a thousand hills who feel like we do. Unspoken and unacknowledged, our weariness and uncertainty fester and lead often to a dark place. And so I take here a clue from Elijah, the patron saint of wine, if you will, who believed himself the only one faithful in Israel and said it out loud. Though he was only heard by God and maybe a few ravens, still, his healing started with his wine. In sharing my wine with you, I don't want to trivialize the experience of others. Many of you are drinking very bitter cups right now. Your weariness is all the greater, and I don't mean to make light of that. Also, I don't want anyone to think I'm particularly proud of my feelings. Some of these things I've been working on for years, which is why I have an appointment with my therapist again next Tuesday at 2 p.m. But it's also been therapeutic for me over the years to sit with a friend and say, I'm tired. And then have him say, how so? I'm glad you asked. I'm tired of feeling the responsibility to fix people. I'm tired of people trying to fix me. I'm tired of not being able to say how I really feel. I'm tired of trying to be holier than I am. I'm tired of trying to hold a church together while fearing that it will fall apart. I'm tired of being expected to understand the Bible more than I do. I'm tired of trying to dodge critique from others. I'm tired of comparing myself with others. I'm tired of working too many hours. And I'm tired of wondering if I'm working enough to justify what I'm being paid. I'm tired of everything I say being measured. I'm tired of saying stupid things. I'm tired of judging others. I'm tired of trying to distinguish who is my friend and who is simply friendly because I'm the pastor. I'm tired of being always on call. I'm tired of being expected to care about every cultural issue that is supposedly destroying the church. I'm tired of caring that I'm a small fish in a big pond. I'm tired of constantly being on stage. I'm tired of preaching, though I love to preach, because what I desperately need is to be preached to. I'm tired of tirelessly pursuing an idea, which in the end bears little visible fruit. I'm tired of waiting for the proverbial other shoe to drop. I'm tired of worrying about the church's giving. I'm tired of church power and politics. I'm tired of the heartache when those I've grown to love and care for make troubling life decisions. I'm tired of chasing church members when they choose to go elsewhere or just disappear. I'm tired of being misheard and misunderstood and categorized and labeled. I'm tired of ministry decisions made because they are the right thing to do, being judged as being an acquiescence to some wider cultural or ecclesiastical battle. I'm tired of watching the people I love be hurt, often by the church itself. I'm tired of waiting for the things that sadden me to go away. I'm tired of waiting for God to make all things new. I'm tired of waiting. So what does a readily populated list like this say about me? I'll leave that for you to judge, but I hope it at least says that you are not alone in the weariness you feel. It may be that I'm more practiced in my whining, because I have friends to whom any item from the above list could be uttered, validated, discussed, and concluded with a hearty, "Yep, you're right. You're a lousy pastor, and I can't wait to see what God does with you." We all need friends like that. We're told that the pastors who wait on the Lord will renew their strength and shall mount up with wings like eagles. My feet haven't yet left the ground, to be honest. Maybe you feel the same way, and perhaps airing these things that weary us may lighten the ballast and get us closer. Great Hearts Table is produced on the first, second, and fourth Mondays of each month as a podcast and also in print at Substack.com. Thanks to Mark Nix and Cool Hand Luke for permission to use their songs Holy Vanguard and Wonder Tour. Check out their music, it's great. And if you like what you find here, please leave a review and rating. And thanks for listening. I'm Randy Greenwald, pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oviedo, Florida. You've already made too many mistakes to ever amount to anything great. You're not allowed to dream out loud. You're far too instead.